You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
A Wobbegal has partnered with a local Aboriginal enterprise called Walkabout Barber. The founder of that is Brian Dowd, and he's been in the Newcastle area for most of his life. And we just thought it was a nice way of making families feel a little bit better who are doing it tough right now. So we know with this COVID-19 situation that it's brought quite a few challenges for families, individuals, and just the entire community. A Wobbegal kind of came up with a concept to provide some back-to-school haircuts for some of our families.
How will this work? Do kids go to the barbers and get their haircuts, or do you go to them? How does the program work?
Walkabout Barber has a salon here in Warners Bay in Newcastle. So we made the appointments direct with Walkabout Barber, Brian, and his team there. So they're still practicing their social distancing rules. So it's only two appointments at a time. So it worked out really well.
And it's for free?
Yeah, a Wobbegal will be covering the cost for the haircuts.
Yeah.
Originally, we were thinking about what initiatives we could do to help elders.
Yeah.
And we have like a meal relief program.
Yeah.
But then we wanted to extend that beyond elders and chronic disease patients and do something a little bit more for our families and those little kiddies heading back to school. So, yeah, this was an idea that the team came up with, and it's worked wonderfully.
Yeah, yeah. So is that only kids, or are there also other groups eligible for this program, or just kids?
We did intend for it to be for our elders.
Yeah.
But a Wobbegal is quite unique in the services that it offers. So we do aged care, but we've also got two early learning and education centres.
Yeah.
And we identified that some of our families were having some challenges. So this was just one way we thought that we could help out.
Yeah.
It's basically open to anyone in the community who accesses the services of a Wobbegal.
You're a holistic care provider for you, cut off for all ages, children, families, aged, and, a wide spectrum of people do access your services. But you said Walkabout Barber are based in Newcastle. How about the people who are based a little bit farther afield, like Lake Macquarie, Port Stephens, who are also part of the Wobbegal catchment area?
Yeah, so with a Wobbegal, our footprint goes up to Port Stephens, out to Maitland, Cessnock, Lake Macquarie, across to the east Lake Macquarie area of Belmont, and the Hunter area. So our footprint is quite wide.
Yeah.
So anyone who accesses our services, whether they're a medical patient, a family of the preschool, a client of our disability or aged care service, then they're eligible. Or if they could, they might be a member of the organisation. So as long as they access our services. So if anyone's unsure about whether they're eligible, all they would need to do is give us a call and we can help them out.
Yeah. And how long is this program going to run for?
Well, we only just kicked it off this week. So it was our first week. It was our first time on Wednesday. So it was fully booked out, which is great to see. And we kind of thought that would be the outcome. So we do continue to do that again. So, yeah, we're hoping it will be like a weekly thing.
Yeah, because I saw the program on social media. That's how I got in contact with you, because it's being discussed and really commended on social media. People saying, well, this is a very good program and we need to get the people to know about it. And Walkabout Barber might be actually submerged.
Yeah. And Walkabout Barber do have a mobile barber truck, like an actual van, where they go out into remote communities. they do some awesome stuff too, but, you know, because of this COVID-19 restrictions, they've been unable to do this. And this was another way where a Awabikal can support other Aboriginal enterprises. And we've really tried to do that during this pandemic. So partnering with Speaking in Colour, who are another local organisation, and we've purchased some cultural creative packs for some of our other clients who are, you know, homebound, and just to keep them occupied and for their well-being, and some cultural connections. So we really are trying to tap into supporting other businesses where we can.
Yeah. I just saw that Awabikal is also running a crowdfunding campaign to help, actually, during this COVID-19 period, helping people with the food, meal distribution and all that. How is the program, this initiative going?
Yeah, so we've been doing meal deliveries for our aged care and chronic disease patients.
Yeah.
And from that, what happened was, you know, we received so much positive feedback that we wanted to extend that to other Aboriginal communities throughout New South Wales. So we purchase the meals that through Fast Fuel Foods, and they're based in Sydney.
Yeah.
So they basically prepare and deliver the meals to us as the host organisation, and we are responsible for delivering them to our local community. Whilst we've been fortunate enough to do that and it's been successful, we wanted to try and help out other communities. So we've got some celebrities on board to try and raise the profile of that. And we've created a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
And those funds will go directly towards assisting other communities, not the Awabikal community, but it will go out to other communities who may not have been fortunate enough to get funding to support their community. So
yeah,
we've got $321 raised so far, and we only launched it yesterday, so fingers crossed.
No, it's on social media. If people on social media, they'll see it and they'll respond. It's the first day, and pretty sure it's going to be very, very successful as well.
Yeah, we hope so. There are some really generous people out there, and if we can help another community out and other families and spread the love, then that's what we're aiming to do.
Yeah, no, we'll put the message out there. Now, I've asked you most of my questions. Any question I haven't asked or something you might want to add that you want to add to the conversation?
For the female ladies, we've also engaged with a local Aboriginal hairdresser.
Yeah.
And she has a salon from home. So to help out the female ladies, we've also got strategy to help them with their haircuts as well. That also commenced on the same day that we did the partnership with Walkabout Barber.
Yeah.
So we plan to continue that as well. And her name is Peter Ward. She's a local Aboriginal lady who operates a business from her home. So we'll be supporting her as well.
Yeah. No, those are good initiatives. So kids go and the ladies go out when they say these conditions are eased, that they'll go looking good and feeling good about themselves, which is pretty good.
Yeah, a little pamper and make them feel good within themselves, because it has been a tough time, and any little bit we can do to help, then, well, hopefully we have.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.